would you welcome Genesis?
This number is called The Fountain of Sarmasis.
to the lake, a fading voice calls her. And I beg, yes, I beg, that all who touch this spring may share my fate. We are on the water. We are on the water. Both had given everything they had.
That was the Fountain of Salmacis, and it's the first time I've heard Genesis with the Mellotron live, and I must say it vastly adds to the sound and adds to what already was a very good group anyhow. This next number, I'm particularly pleased that they've committed to Wax on their new album Nursery Crime, because it's always been one of their good stage numbers. It's the Musical Box. First of all, our court jester, Mr. Peter Gabriel, would probably like to say a few words about it.
Henry, Henry, Henry! What's happened to our game of croquet?
Cried little Henrietta. Henry found croquet completely irresistible, and so he rushed out onto the front lawn to join his little sister. Just as play was about to commence, she raised her croquet mallet in the air, and with one fair swoop, she removed little Henry's head. This had the effect of killing him. But 2 weeks later, she was in Henry's old room and she found an old musical box which used to play the tune of Old King Cole. And when she opened the musical box and the tune began to ring out, a strange, somewhat familiar pair of green knickerbockers were mysteriously lowered from the ceiling. Into these, Henry was dropped. He'd been given a second round. Always a bit on the roundy side, Henry found himself a young lady, and he led this young lady up the old wooden stairs into the attic to show off his very fine water tank. The nurse was downstairs, however, and she heard strange noises, so rushed up, picked up the musical box, and instinctively smashed it into the bearded child, destroying both. In the middle of this number, we've arranged for a small pair of satin green knickerbockers to be lowered from the BBC Paris studios, into which, very casually, a naked Eddie Waring will be dropped. This is called the Musical Box.
Seems to matter now.
and the nurse will tell you lies of a kingdom beyond the skies. But I'm lost within this half world. It hardly seems to matter now. Play me my song. Play me my song. Play me my song. Play me my song.
Thank you. She's a lady, she's got time. Brush back your hair and let me get to know your face. She's a lady, she is mine. Oh, brush back your hair.
I think the 3 years rehearsal is well spent. That's the musical box, and a very fine version there. But just in case you need reminding who Genesis are, we'll give you a quick rundown on the lineup. On bass, you've got Michael Rutherford, and they're on drums, Phil Collins, Steve Hackett on lead guitar, Tony Banks on keyboard, and on verse percussion, flute, lead vocals, and Filthy Stories, Peter Gabriel. While we're still talking, we'll give you a rundown for next week when we got Deep Purple, and it's introduced by Mike Harding. Band's team was by Chris Lysett, Leaping Around by John Achels, and production by Jeff Griffin. And now for our last number. If you remember last summer, we were played with the giant hogweed and you thought you got rid of it. Well, no such luck, because this is the return of the giant hogweed.
We'll soon run away. this morning with £400 and a photograph of the place he has found. A block of flats with central heating. I think we're going to find.
Sad duty to inform you the 4-foot restriction on humanoid height.
I hear the directors of genetic control have been buying all the properties that have recently been sold.
Taking risks so bold.
It's said now that people will be shorter in height.
They can fit twice as many in the same building size. They say it's all right,
beginning with the tenants in the town of Barlow. In the interest of humanity, they've been told they must go, told they must go, 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 go.
Thank you. Christmas eyes, people want to let it alone. Shaped this planet soil. Now their reign has come to an end. Has life again destroyed life? Do they play elsewhere? Do they know more than their childhood games?
Will you survive on the ocean of the air?